Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's Castle Report. Today is Friday, October 6, 2017, and on today's report, I will be talking about the nation of Spain and the struggle of one of its regions or provinces to become an independent nation. We start with a little background. Prior to the start of World War II, the Spanish region of Catalonia sought to establish a republic in Spain. It was allied in this struggle with the Soviet Union. The opposing force was Spanish dictator Francisco Franco, who was allied with Nazi Germany. Adolf Hitler had begun rearming Germany from its defeat in World War I and the Spanish Civil War gave him a chance to test his new weapons, especially the Luftwaffe, or the German Air Force. The new airplanes used in Spain caused Great Britain to take notice and to start its own rearmament. The Spanish Civil War became a cause for celebrity attention around the world. Ernest Hemingway went there and wrote his book, For Whom the Bell Tolls, about it. Franco continued as Spanish head of state until his death in 1975. After his death, a constitutional monarchy was established in Spain with 17 autonomous regions, one of which was Catalonia. The autonomy of these regions was spelled out in the Constitution of 1978, but that document did not allow for complete independence from Spain. Since that time, the region of Catalonia has been in the struggle with the Spanish government in Madrid. The two sides can never agree on how much autonomy the region has or even what is meant by the term autonomy. The Catalan people have voted many times in non-binding referendums, and each time the vote is overwhelmingly for independence. Each time the Spanish government goes to the Constitutional Court for a ruling that the referendum is illegal and unconstitutional, and each time they get the ruling, Spain will not voluntarily let go of Catalonia, the nation's most valuable and the richest region. Catalonia is not the only region to consider independence. The Basque region is watching events in Catalonia very closely. Catalonia is located on the northeast corner of Spain. It borders France and the Mediterranean coast, and it includes the city of Barcelona. It is Spain's number one tourist region, from which comes its highest tax revenue. The tax system is Catalonia's reason for wanting independence. It has been since the Constitution was established in 1978. The Catalonians are upset because more than a majority of their taxes are collected from them but used in other regions. Catalonia is being used as a tax farm by the Spanish government to fund its welfare and vote-buying schemes in the other regions. In a nutshell, the real problem with Catalonia and Spain in general is one of demographics. Spain has the lowest fertility rate in Europe, and its population is rapidly aging. While Spain struggles to deal with an unproductive and aging population, the European Union requires the immigration of millions of immigrants, supposedly to replace Spanish low-wage workers, but who in reality fill the welfare role. Scotland tried to gain independence from Great Britain, but it didn't work because Scotland receives a lot of subsidies from Great Britain. But in Catalonia, it is reversed. It is the Spanish government that receives the subsidies from Catalonia. The Catalan people have come to the conclusion that they would be better off without Spain. So they are pushing independence as far as it will go. Other regions, such as the Basque region, they watch and they wait for their own opportunity. Spain is in a very difficult spot because if Catalonia is allowed to be free, other regions will follow suit, and the Spanish government will have no way to pay its debt, no way to service the debt it owes to the European central banks and the German banks. In its desperation to keep Catalonia peaceably, Spain has offered to pay billions to the region. That is money that only the banks can provide. So we have a typical banker story. The banks hold the Spanish government in a state of virtual bondage. The Catalonians told Spain, sure, we'll take your money, but only if there are no political strings attached. So, no deal. The government offers whatever you want, except what you absolutely must have, and that is freedom. The European Union seems desperate to keep Catalan from achieving independence, even though the region is adamant that it wants to remain a part of the European Union. They want independence on the one hand, but apparently not complete independence, because they want to remain a part of a union that would, to a certain extent, control their economy, their border, so on and so forth. Catalonia is a threat to the European Union, just as Brexit was and is a threat. Angela Merkel, Chancellor of Germany, unofficial leader of the European Union, and increasingly so, Emmanuel Macron of France, have been outspoken against independence for Catalonia. It would make it more difficult for Spain to repay the European banks. And also, such movements threaten the control, the centralized control, that is supposed to be imposed collectively from Brussels. The EU has its hands full already with Hungary, Poland, and Czech Republic in defiance of EU regulations and orders on immigration. Catalonia set a referendum for last Sunday, October 1st. This time, the vote was to be binding. The Spanish Constitutional Court ruled the vote illegal and invalid before it was even held. The Spanish government had two choices with this vote. They could allow the vote but campaign against it and point out to the people the disadvantages of independence and the advantages of remaining Spanish. Or they could send in the Guardia Civil, which is the national police, to break up the election. The government, as governments tend to do, chose the stupidest possible course of action, sending in the Guardia Civil to brutally suppress the vote. People guilty of nothing but standing in line to vote were attacked. Almost 1,000 were injured badly enough to go to the hospital. They tried to confiscate the ballot boxes, but the people organized themselves and resisted as best they could. This was not a top-down revolution led by a bunch of elites, but a widespread phenomenon involving all aspects of society, including the Catholic Church. All 400 Catholic clerics in Catalonia signed the demand for independence. I suppose the government thought that the Catalonians would be so intimidated by this show of force that they would just abandon their efforts. But the repression had the opposite effect. The determination of the region was bolstered, and now Catalonia will move unilaterally to declare independence this Monday, the 9th of October. The government has refused to negotiate and has said it will trigger Article 155 of the Constitution, the so-called nuclear option. Article 155 has never been used before. And as a counter to Article 155, Catalonia said it will request that Article 7 of the European Union be invoked against Spain. Article 155 of the Constitution would allow Spain to end Catalan's autonomous status, and the region would then be ruled not by its own elected officials but by those in Madrid. Article 7 of the European Charter requires suspension from the EU of any member state that uses military force against its own people. Spain already suffering severe economic troubles, unemployment of the young running above 38%, deeply in debt, now facing a possible catastrophe. It simply cannot live without Catalonia, and yet it appears that it will have to, or else it will have to brutally repress the revolution with military. No investors want to buy Spanish bonds right now. Rates have to soar at a time when there is no money to pay even the current rates. Should Catalonia be successful, investment in Spanish paper might cease completely. It's hard to see how the government in Madrid can survive all this. I would not call this a civil war, because it is not yet a war. And even if it were, the term civil war does not really apply. A war for independence is not a civil war in the true sense. The American Civil War was not really a civil war, because A civil war is where two groups fight a war seeking control of the same government. It was rather a war for independence, just as Catalonia is about to engage in. Revolution would be an even better term, revolution in Spain. Catalonia is part of a growing resistance to centralized authority occurring in many parts of the world. The movement toward independence seems like a good thing to me. How would the United States government handle such a thing? Perhaps we'll find out somewhere down the road. Breaking up is hard to do, folks. But no relationship is usually better than a bad one. At least that's the way I see it. Till next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.